Blog Talk Radio.
We fall down.
Hey,
Ambassador.
Hey.
Molly.
Hey.
Exist, baby. Somebody said it's a hard knock life for us. Well, I got a hard knock Christ to trust. Check it. I'm from the city, love the city, but I know it's pretty gritty. Pretty hard to see how God could be in charge, but I'm privy to the script. Like the director's got me hip to this flick. He's equipped me and built me to endure. I'm a prick, he's a building and I'm in him, and I'll stick. I'm a dip when he says quit, till then give me a mic like I'm Vic. So I'm going to war, even if I'm going to corner stores, cause it's raw. Trouble doubles and it jumps on your ball. You can walk the block, see him sparking pot. In the barbershop they talk a lot about how they're off the clock. Some are even off your top. They don't think about the wage, they ain't thinking about the cops, they ain't thinking about the grave. Hope the spirit helps them wake. Every man is a needer like a baker, cause every man's a sinner, every sinner needs a savior. And Jesus is the one, but some are numb cause they don't feel this realness. Still I stand to tell you what the deal is.
Trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Need power to trust you right. To trust you right.
I wanna trust you more.
Hey,
I wanna trust you, Lord.
Yeah. I know that God, man, had to do the same. I ain't special, I'm not greater than my teacher. He's the treasure, I vessel, and he did it 100. No flaw, no parallel. Did it on the water, no fall, no parasail. Showed us he can walk over trouble. No teeter, no totter, raging water. No sinking, no Peter, he's Jesus. He leaves us an example, now follow. This is more than food for thought, this is truth, now swallow it. Storm, when you feel it blowing, when you feel it's on, when it's dawn, and you're on the feet so you can feel the corns. When you look and you're jealous of the crook, cause he's adorned in a chain that can put some school books in the arms of our kids. Remember, Jesus lived in the same stuff, favor with God and man, he grew up in the manger. Even had no place to lay his head, but I tell you, place your bets on him cause he showed that he can raise the dead.
Trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Need power to trust you right. To trust you right.
I wanna trust you more.
Hey,
I wanna trust you, Lord.
Just a little, and justify moving your feet or beat double dribble. Easy to blame the government or other men, thugs and them. Sometimes defeat is even easier than trusting him. When the offer's on the table, nothing's off the table. The mind is often able to blind you from cross and make you see the sunny side of a garbage dump. Cause stupid is a stupid dud, Forrest Gump. But I got good news that I offer the men. Cause of the cross you can rebound like balls from the rim. I'ma start with me, walk with me, let's change it up. Let's paint a different picture before we hang it up. Let's stand loyal to the groom like a best man. Or you can meet me at the book like Nets fans. Somebody asks, what's the cue? When you hear his voice say, I'ma trust in you.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it.
Yeah.
Cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
No.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Leave now. Trust you right.
That's why we trust
you.
I wanna trust you more.
Hey,
you
wanna
trust your Lord. So much soul.
Welcome, 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 you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kane. You are now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding with me and Mike Mitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What up?
Yeah, y'all know how we definitely get down. Get your plate, a.k.a. your Bibles, because we definitely going in on power living, and we're talking about power living through self-esteem tonight. We're going to have a special guest in the building, Bobby B, who's going to be live with us tonight. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. But before we do anything else, we definitely got to open the show up in prayer and just giving God the glory. So we all want you to go ahead and bow your hands real fast. Father God, we thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord. Because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of these days, Lord. Father God, use us as a tool tonight to come together and to be able to worship and to be able to live and learn through each other's will and not our own, Lord. Let everybody on the sound of our voice and even those who come back and archive and listen to the show be moved by your word, Lord, not us, Lord. Let this show be inspiring. Let it be encouraging. Let it give knowledge to the people who are listening on today so we can continue to have power living through you and you only. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Diva Mary Kay, what up?
What up, Mike Mitch? We back at it again. You got your plate.
Hey, man, I staged it. I definitely have it. I definitely got it. It's wide open.
Well, definitely. We're about to dive right into this thing. You guys can jump in the chat room with us as well. All you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And just jump in the chat room. You can, you know, put your comment out there. You can ask some questions in there, you know, and give some inspiration as well. That's definitely what it's all about. But we're going to bring in our special guest. We got Bobby B live in the room, man.
Yeah.
Welcome, Bobby.
Yeah, what's good, everybody?
What's going on, Chief?
Oh, you know, living life, man.
I heard that. I heard that. Well, you know, we finna go in on power living through self-esteem, man. I just really, real quick, just want to share a scripture, you know, for everybody listening, everybody tuned in. I'm not a 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. It tells us here, it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And just on that alone, from my experience or just from reading this scripture, I know that I have to put my trust in God for him to really make me the person that deserves somewhat of respect. You know what I mean? I need him to mold me into the way that he respects me first, and he, you know, that I can give him honor. And then, no, regardless of what people, how I'm dressed up, you know, I can dress my sin up perfect. You know what I'm saying? But he looks at my heart. He looks past that, you know, $400 suit. He looks past them Stacey Adams. He looks past my nice cologne that I wear, my fresh bald head, fresh lineup. He looks past all that. You know what I'm saying? He looks at the heart, and he judges us off that. You know, so I definitely want my makeup to be pure, transparent, to be of righteousness and godliness. You know what I mean? So that's when self esteem becomes established, because you realize I esteem myself in God, not in myself. So that way I can also be, you know, put up on a high regard when it comes to God. You know what I mean? So
I don't think the issue is so much self esteem. I think it's identity.
Mm-hmm.
Although self esteem does play a major part, I believe, in identity, you know, from a personal standpoint, going through situations and issues that I've gone through, self esteem picked up whenever I realized whose I was.
Mm-hmm.
As before, it was a real issue where I was, you know, I didn't know whose I was. Did I belong to God? Did I belong to who I knew? And my self esteem was, you know, in the garbage. But once I realized whose I was, you know,
right,
my identity got straight. My self esteem was on point.
Right. Hmm. Makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. It's an identity. Once I figure out whose I am, Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes people, you know, they go, I guess they go wondrously, you know, roaming the earth because they don't belong to nothing. You know, they have nothing to call their own, nothing to belong to, you know, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, so I guess when you put it into that perspective, man, it definitely makes sense. I belong to God. He said I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Once I realize who God said I am, then I can walk with my chin up. You know, I may not belong to this elite society. I may not belong to, you know, that social club around the corner, but I belong to God and His kingdom. And I believe that I am seated with Him in heavenly places. So that right there makes me, like, really stand up tall and be like, okay, yeah, I'm winning.
I'm winning, definitely, right. The only social club that matters.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. It's the kingdom of God. Diva Mary Kay, what up?
Oh, man, I'm just listening to you guys and definitely, you know, taking all of this in, and you guys are exactly right. And when you said whose I am, it took me back to Isaiah 4, chapter 43, verse 4. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable and have loved thee. So, you know, knowing who you are or who you belong to is very important, but at the same time, there's a lot of confusion out here, inside and outside the church. And I actually came past this YouTube video of a spoken word artist, and I was so moved by it that I said I got to get the audio version of it. I'm going to play it on the show in a few, but it's saying that, you know, I hate religion, but I love Jesus.
Yeah, and I've seen that.
He's moving that, man.
Yes, he is. And Mike Vince, thank you so much for putting that on the spiritual feed and WordPress. I was like, wow, let me take a look at this. But knowing whose you are and not always trying to keep up with the Joneses, because to be quite honestly, you don't know the Joneses and they don't know you. And a lot of times you really don't want to know the Joneses. But knowing who you are, knowing who you belong to is very important for you to get this information, knowing what you came from, knowing your history, knowing that you are royalty, and being that once you know who you are, you will start to act as royalty. You will start to act as operate in your daily activities as God wants you to do, because you're saying, God, use me. You're not getting puffed up in your own self and saying, oh, you know, I got to get my hair done, nails done, everything done to go to church and praise the Lord. No, that's not what our Creator asked of us. He said, come as you are. I made you in my image. So what makes you think, and who told you, like he said to Adam and Eve, who told you was naked? Wait a minute. I didn't tell you that. And the same thing that we would say to our children, who told you that? Who told you this and that? So, you know, it's very important that we realize that we're all about power living, first of all. I love that we're doing this topic. Thank you so much, Mike Mitch, that we're doing power living. And if you're doing power living, you're living through the power of the Lord, meaning that you can do all things, but it's going to have to take some correction on your part.
Right.
It doesn't matter if, you know, I'm 207 pounds or 2,007 pounds. I'm still a child of God. I'm still a woman of God.
Right.
Exactly.
That's my physical. It doesn't change the power that I have that the Creator has blessed me with. So we definitely got to stay on top of this self-esteem thing, because it seems to be the biggest issue with children and adults as well. You know, so we got to, you know, these are always like to give a little work for you to do. Put some work in, you know, in order to have positive self-esteem, you know, which adequate to self-esteem, you need to know just how precious you are to God.
Right.
Last week I told you guys to make, last week I told you guys to make a list, and we still working on the list, so you need to pull your list back out and just write down 5 reasons why God is special to you. Now, if you write those 5 reasons why God is special to you, because it's personal and it's your own, once you finish with those 5 reasons why they're special to you, know that those are the same reasons why you're special to God.
Right.
It sounds simple. But I'm going to pass the praise on the left-hand side. Y'all know how I get
that. Definitely, man. You know, when we talk about self-esteem, I think sometimes it can also go, you know, against us on the flip side when the Bible tells us, do not think higher of yourself than you ought to. You know, sometimes we can get puffed up. Yeah, we can get puffed up and hardness thinking I'm, you know, I have arrived in my godliness. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here.
I'm here now. I'm the Bible on 2 feet, which is good, but you know, but they can't do it like me. They can't praise God like me. They can't, you know, I'm the only person that can pray that can reach heaven.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing. And you know, that kind of self esteem, that's not even self esteem. That's just, you know, just plain arrogance and cockiness and foolishness.
Yeah, that's devil worshiping, man. Honestly. Seriously, if you want to take it that far, man, there's this big movement going on right now where I can do what I want to do, and I can do as I will, you know. And these people are really believing this and are buying into this wickedness and teaching it to our kids through every media they can. And I've seen the book, and the book is from 1940, written by one of the world's most wicked men. And in this book, he lets people know about doing what you want to do, and this is how you build you. You are you. Do everything backwards, and these people are buying into this, and yeah, they're getting rich and seeing all the worldly wealth and worldly gain, but they're not seeing God.
Right. Definitely not seeing God. Yeah, man. I know, Diva, you was talking about that video. I hate religion, but I love Jesus, man. It's funny. When I first seen it, I was like, yeah. And after I kept watching it and listening to him, like, man, it's something, like, it's dope. And it's a lot of things that people really want. Like, it feels good, but it's some things that I think can mislead some people, you know, and that may not be as knowledgeable as maybe he was or as he is, you know what I mean? Like the religion to abolish it, I don't think God came to do that. I think he came to fulfill the law. You know, he said I came not to destroy it, but to complete it. You know what I'm saying? So some things become a little, you know, misinterpreted. And I think even in that, we want to be so free and say it's all God and my relationship with Jesus, but we want to, you know, kind of take away the essence of the principle of the commandments of the law that God already put in place. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to do all that to be, you know, to be in line with him. But some things in here that, you know, that he put here for a reason. You know, like how people say, I don't need to go to church. You know, I can have church by myself, which is true. You know, but he also said, forsake not the assembly of the brethren. You know what I'm saying? Whenever it's time to gather, let's gather. You know what I'm saying? We can be powerful collectively, just as you can be powerful, you know, individually. That's why we have this medium here, so we can come together as brothers and sisters of Jesus and be able to edify one another, encourage one another, uplift one another, and then hopefully, you know, with us doing that, it'll build the body up, and we can add more to the kingdom.
Well, build the body up, and I like that you said that too, because we all a body in Christ. You know, we got to make sure we, you know, are strong with our own position so this can continue to be strong and not just thinking about ourselves too. We got to think about the children. We got to think about our families. We got to think about the generations that's coming after us. It's really not about us. We are tools to be used because there is going to be more after us. It's going to continue to go on until when Jesus come back and when we don't know when that's going to happen. That's one. I'm getting tired of people talking about, you know, it's coming soon and, you know, the world going in on this day and then the media giving exposure. I mean, again, the media is the devil. I've said it before. I'll say it then.
Right.
And I'm going to be writing in a book before I die. The media is the devil. But, you know, bringing exposure to that, and as another thing that touch on the self-esteem part of it is we got to watch what we're watching and listening to.
Say it again.
Like, this is supposed to be us. Like, you know, this is how I'm supposed to look. This is how I'm supposed to act. And the same thing with letting your children and your mate. A lot of relationships
right.
broke up because of TV shows.
Right. You know, that's like one of the biggest killers of self-esteem. I'm watching Basketball-Wise, and this chick is real hot. I can't be that. So now I'm gonna put my finger in my throat and throw up every meal that I've had since Sunday. And I'm trying to get like her. And we're killing ourselves. And I'm watching the kids' parents. My group, I got like 30-something kids in my youth group, and I'm really trying to get them to get it, man. Milk is good, bleach is good, but not together. So,
but the only thing that happened with the basketball, the only thing that I can see with the basketball wives, and first of all, black women don't act like that. Ain't nobody throwing no water
right.
and security pop out of nowhere. Please understand that this,
right.
you will get beat down. Please, that ain't no throwing no champagnes and then you got front laces and wigs and stuff all over the place. No, the only thing with the basketball wives is the hair got longer and the pumps got higher. That's just plain and simple. And at the end of the day, all of those women have issues on that show. And what
right.
makes it so much more disgusting, let's go down Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop. That is so much of a disrespect to hip hop. It's ridiculous. Yeah, Diva, bring it in. And it's okay. Bring it in, Diva. You want spiritual feed in. I'm going to pay for them. But. This is not that set of group of women, and what the teens and what the people who not see on the show is don't know that these people get paid for this. They pay
mm-hmm.
them to be dramified on TV. Instead of you sitting on your couch and being on the outside looking in, you need to get on the inside so you can look out and know that a lot of this stuff is scripted and written. And then you see some of the girls that didn't make it to the second season because they felt like she wasn't dramified enough. It wasn't enough wine being thrown. It wasn't enough bottle being thrown. It wasn't enough weeds being snatched off. That's not how I go, because if you throw some water in my face, don't think security's going to pop out. You're just going to be beat down. That's just
right.
how that goes, you know. It'll be a world star hip hop moment. That's what's going to happen. So,
man.
You know, don't and again, back to the self-esteem with those women. Beautiful women. Educated
right.
women. Go-getters, hustlers.
Mm.
And look how they parading themselves and selling themselves short
right.
so the world can look at them as some hoochie mama, baby
right.
mother, old girl crying in court, going back to court to get that child support, paid all that lady that money, and he all up in court, shut her down within the first 5 minutes of the arrangements, and he running out the court licking his tongue like a big kid. That was funny, too. I don't know if y'all seen. And Sheree, I had watched one episode.
Yeah,
Sheree was going back, and she finally went to court. She was going through all this fear and emotion. She hadn't took that man or tried to get any child support or do anything about it within years since they had been divorced. But she had a lot of emotion and hurt and pain going back and forth because he wasn't paying it. And when she get there, they were in front of the judge every bit of 10, 15 minutes, and he filed some type of claim against her saying that he's suing her because she took some furniture,
yeah.
y'all. Furniture.
That,
furniture.
Man.
That broke her self-esteem one more time.
Wow.
One more time broke that woman back down, and he's shuffling out the court, licking his tongue out, laughing.
Yeah, man, I think we'll expose for a dollar. I think we'll expose every piece of lack of self-esteem we have, every insecurity, every downfall, every fault that we have. I think a lot of people will, you know, will put that on air for a dollar.
Right.
And even
good
in
thing.
That, you know, even in that, I think that just shows piece of low self-esteem. You know, just when you look at them, how much they cry over these men, you know, for not being who they should be looking to God to. You know, they want them to be their savior. They want them to get it right. But they spend all that time into them, and they're crying every day, every night, you know, but they need to focus their time and their energy and all them tears into God, and I think that they'll be so much happier and You know what I'm saying?
A lot of them also just want their marriages to be back right. You know, a lot of those women on those shows just really want their relationship to get back right. But so many times with women and with men, you lose yourself in another person trying to make them happy, and you forget about
right.
you. You know, that's another thing with self-esteem. You got to watch the people around you. If they're not building your self-esteem and bringing you up and encouraging you, then, you know, that's not healthy for you. That's not going to
bring you down.
That's not going to feed your spirit. If they can't come to you with a problem and saying, look, you know, I love you, but I got to take you to God right now. These issues that you've been having, you know, can we pray together on this because I want to make this work. But I know only the Creator will be able to bless us. We're overstanding for one another.
Right.
But if you would come to your mate like that, I mean, that would be so great. Even with
right.
your team, you know, people that's on your team, like, look,
right.
I need to talk to you about things. I want what's blessed for you, but I care about your salvation before any of this stuff.
Right.
Before any of the things,
right.
before any of the music, before anything that we got going on, I care about your salvation and I care about your spirit. If we would come to each other like that, it would be a lot more better because, you know, some people think that, and teenagers are the worst too, they think you always mm-hmm. trying to judge them. It's a difference between me judging you and me correcting you. And
right.
I can only offer this knowledge to correct you because I was correct. So sometimes we got to be like, you know what, I went through the same thing, I had these same feelings, somebody gave me the game, somebody gave me the knowledge, so I can be able to respect myself as a woman, as a mother, as a business owner, and I want the same things for you. So can I share this with you? Because I want you to be blessed.
Right.
Because by the time we get to each other, we're so frustrated.
Yeah. True, and we start, you know, a simple talk or, you know, communication activity turns into an argument, you know, a straight-out brawl, you know, over, you know, the person's lack of or, you know, not enough of or too much of, or, you know, and then, but when you come, like how you said, Diva, you come people in that tone and in that regard, I think that not only builds up self esteem, but it builds up a bond. You know, it builds up, you know, your relationship as a whole, and that itself, your relationship can have self esteem. You know what I'm saying? This is my mate. I'm down with her. She down with me. We good. You know, we our foundation is perfect. You know, we found this thing on Jesus. We found this thing on godly principles, and we know who to, if we got a problem with one another, I know who to go. I know to go to the throne first before I come to her with my issue. You know what I mean? So, I don't know about.
You definitely right about that. I like that you said that. And then you will be able to determine who's for you and who's not when you do that.
Right.
You know, friendships, relationships.
Right.
You know, I want to be able for our relationship to be not only pleasing in our eyes, but pleasing in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes with commitment.
Right.
It's a commitment. I want our friendship that we have to be pleasing in God's eyes because, you know, instantly for me, and I'm going to say this real quick so we can go ahead and take a break because we got some very good music, and we definitely going to get into that audio with I Hate Religion, But I Love Jesus. But, you know, that whole friendship thing and bringing it to God, when I come to someone, say, I would like to connect with you spiritually and I care about your salvation and I want us to be able to build on the Word of God, automatically to me that says commitment. That's just me. You know, it may not be the same thing for everybody else, but when you worshiping God and when you are loving Him and trusting Him, trust. It's all right to say, I love Jesus, I love God, but do you really have the courage to trust Him? That takes commitment, y'all.
Right. That's how you said that, man. Right. He said, you love me. But you don't even keep my commandments. How can you say you love me when you don't even do the things I ask you to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he's like, you can say that, man, but it's just lip service. It's not with your whole heart. You know, you just talking. You know what I'm saying? It's like people say, I'm rich. I'm like, man, I hear you talking. Where the money at? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so it comes with actions, man. Love is a verb. You know what I mean? It's just not something you just throw around. You know, we practice that every day. So, you know, we definitely got to get that together.
We're going to touch more on that when we come back from this break. You're now tuning in live to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. We got a special guest, Bobby B, live in the building. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Get your plate because we eating over here. Let's get some jerk in the building. Someday new, man.
Shout out to Jerk, man, and the whole Keno camp, man. They had a launch party for the Joshua Generation Music Group this past Saturday in Compton. Man, it was a real big, huge turnout, man. So shout out to Jerk and the Keno camp for doing their thing.
I like that song. It's smooth. It got a message behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You can groove to it. You can work out to it. Power living, y'all. Power living. Get them MP3s, you know, loaded up with some music that's going to encourage you rather than, you know, put you in a position where you want to go bust your guns or you think you got to wobble it. You know, it's what you put in it for you, man. That's what I'm going to say. I got this this audio, Mike Mitch, if you'll like me to play this. I hate religion, but I love Jesus.
But I love Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, I got this audio.
You heard this Bobby B?
Oh, man, yeah. You know I've been on it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think you sent it to me a while ago.
That's right.
We appreciate you, you know, you guys in the chat room. And tell a friend and tell a friend that Spiritual Feeding is live. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And make sure to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/Spiritual Feed.
Yeah.
So let's get to this audio right now. Got it right here. Let's go.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? Tell single moms God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now I ain't judging, I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be on to me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people, it's a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failure, I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me, it depends on Him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, He looked down and said, I want that man. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it he called them fools. Don't you see so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let him in? See, remember he was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention. How Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do. Jesus says done. Religion says slave. Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different claims. Religion is man searching for God. Christianity is God searching for man, which is why salvation is freely mine, and forgiveness is my own, not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because he took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down his face, he took what we all deserve. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, he yelled, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Because when he was dangling on that cross, he was thinking of you. And he absorbed all your sin, and he buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there's room. So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, I believe he meant it.
Wow. That's so deep. Like, after you listen to it, you kind of speechless. Like, woo.
Man,
yeah.
Guy got, like, views. Like,
huh?
4 million views.
Right.
Of course.
Right. All right. Yeah, I definitely dig. The joint for the most part, definitely.
You know, it's one of those things, man. For us, since we know, since we're knowledgeable of the Lord and
right,
what He came to do, it's good. But it can be dangerous if you're not
right. That's what I'm saying. You know, I think. Yeah. I think definitely for like younger, you know, probably just now getting into this thing. I mean, I think you know, that's the voice of the young people. You know what I mean? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Jesus, forget religion, you know, and I think, like you said, it can be dangerous, you know. I think it can create more rebels, more rebellious generations, you know what I'm saying? And if you really don't know.
Yeah, they did a mock of that video and it said, I hate religion and Jesus. And I was like, oh, okay, I see.
Oh, wow.
They're making a mockery of that video already.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
right? Yeah, I think I seen that one too.
Yeah, I was watching that one, and I watched the one with the Muslim as well. But again, you know how we say we want to oversee things. You just don't want to take something at face value. You know, you want
right.
to get more information, and still at the same time, all the information that you get, you need to be able to interpret it for yourself.
Right.
For
right.
you. Because
exactly.
we all are unique. Don't just start picking up on what Craig and Day Day and them saying and run with that.
Right.
No.
Run with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bible says study. Study to show yourself approved. You know, you can't just go off. Like, if I tell you, all you listen to is this show and you don't pick up the word for yourself, you know, I for one, like, yeah, I'm coming out the Bible for sure. I can speak for myself, but I'd encourage you to pick it up for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, don't
right,
just listen
right.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just listen to Diva Mary Kay. You know, go get it. Go pick it up. Go open it. Go read. Go research for yourself, because, you know, it's just like being in school. I can't give you the answers. You have to research them and learn it for yourself. And I think that's the way, you know, God intends us to be, you know, being researchers of Him. Search the, you know, that's how you really get the depths of who God is. And, you know, what we've been commissioned to do in a true relationship is to really study Him. He says, you abide in me, I'll abide in you. You draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. You know what I'm saying? So the closer you get to me, it's the closer I come to you. I'll meet you, right? We meet together right there in the middle, you know. And a lot of times I think we just, you know, want God to just come to us without us making the attempt to head His way.
Mm-hmm. And that self-esteem part. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you got it.
No, the self-esteem part, I like what he said about, you know, people should know that you're a Christian. There should be no, he said something more like, people should know that you're a Christian, not just on your Facebook. You know, because I see a lot of people, you know, and I don't like to use the word holier thou, where they start posting on Sundays. You know, you want to have that power living. Yeah, you want to have that power living and that power post every day of the week, not just on Sunday, because, you know, I had one person was like, you know, Ev, calm down with the text. First of all, if you in my phone, you're getting a promo blast. It's just happening. I don't really care about this show right here, and is anything that's positive, encouraging, you're going to get anyway. But he was like, you know, Ev, calm down with the texts or whatever the case may be. He was like, you know, what did he say? That's when he was doing it on Mondays or Tuesday. He was like, it ain't Sunday. So I was like, wait a minute. So if something happened to you on Monday, you're telling me that you going to wait, or you got to wait all the way until Sunday for God to bless you, or for God to be able, for you to be able to get overstanding at that time to remain calm in the situation? Like, this is the only day that you thanking God, not just repping, thanking Him and being grateful, getting rid of that attitude and getting some gratitude only on Sunday, and you wonder why you are where you at? Wow.
And that's pretty funny.
you know, gotta be like, you know, when they come Tuesday, the same dude, God, I need your help. Hold on, man, it ain't Sunday, man. How let me on Sunday? Got to refer the same thing back to you. You know what I mean? Like, nah, Mike, you told me it wasn't Sunday. You know, you can only praise me on Sunday. Why you call me on Tuesday? You don't need me today. Today Tuesday.
Right?
You need me back on Sunday.
Yeah, you did that, boy. I tell you, I was like us.
Yeah, exactly, man. I remember Dietrich Haddon had a song, Thank God That He's Not Like Man. You know, because if he was like us, boy, he'd be cold.
Oh,
he'd be cold hearted.
That'd
be a cold piece of work, man.
Man.
So I definitely thank God for His mercy and His grace, man, every day.
Say that. Say that every day. That's the only thing that actually really keeps me in the humble place, because I remember the grace and mercy that God gives me every day. And I don't even deserve it. I don't. I don't deserve it. And just being humble, it ain't about just, you know, people saying, you know, Christians are, you know, they think they just accept anything, and they so gullible, and you know how to say, you know, you know, God gonna bless you wherever you at, wherever you are planted, wherever you are planning you to grow from there, and you know, and there was a statement saying, you know, a lot of broke Christians, they broke because they feeding into what the churches are saying and such and such and such. That's not true, y'all. That's not true. There's a lot of wealthy and Christians out here, and it ain't even about finances all the time. You can have all the money that you want, and that's not going to do nothing for your self-esteem, because if you are jacked up and smacked up in the inside, that's how it's going to be.
You can't buy your way into heaven. You know, you can't buy it. You can't buy the gift of discernment. You know, you can't buy the ability to, you know, prophesy. You can't buy these spiritual gifts. You know, and money can't buy you everything. It definitely cannot, you know, buy you a relationship with God. You know, that comes from the innermost, from your heart. You know, you gotta want that thing, man. You gotta want that relationship, just like you want that mate to be with you every moment of the day. You want to be able to talk to him when you want to. It's the same relationship you want with God. Like, Lord, I want you to hear me when I talk to you. That's the relationship, you know, we should be wanting or desiring to have.
Dear Mary Kay, I wanted to say thanks for the love. I didn't even get to say that earlier. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Well, no problem. I mean, I'm just glad that I'm able to be here to show that to you, man. This is what it's all about.
I sure appreciate it.
I
said that works for my self-esteem. I'm cool.
And that's what we need. Sometimes it's just we need somebody to appreciate us and to be all the time, to be excited about networking with us and be excited especially about sharing the word. I mean, what other better way could I have met you? For me, that's cool. that's great.
Works for me.
Yeah, I meet you in the club with my drink in my hand. I'm stumbling over my heels.
That's
great, you know, for me.
Right? I met you sober, you know, and talking about the goodness of the Lord.
And talking about the goodness of the Lord. See, now that's what I'm talking about. Now that's what you call a networking right there. The other ones is just working. It's a doing networking and just working.
Crazy,
but it's more to come. This is just the beginning. More to come is just the beginning, and you know, we done went through our time in life, and we done went through our experience in life, and we're at a point in our life where we want to be able to share our experiences, and now we all at the table together. It's spiritual feeding, y'all. Make sure you got your plate, because we passing the peas on the left-hand side. This is what we do here on Spiritual Feed, and we talk about the real. We talk real with each other, you know, and we do it through the word of God. It's not, y'all, it's not us. I promise you it ain't us.
Right.
And if we get a little bit too puffed up on this show, we'll tell each other, look, take the yeast down a little bit. Just take it down. You drink your Kool-Aid.
Just because you get a little tweets throughout the day don't mean you popping.
Because they say that like what you said on that show last night don't mean you got it going on. You better get back in that word and keep humbling yourself.
Encourage yourself. I mean, really, encourage yourself. Feed, because we feed our physicals all the time, and we always running around and things going on and family and job and our health and all this stuff. And so many times, God takes a back seat. He should get the front seat because he makes it available every day. Every day that I wake up, I smile that crusty smile. Hey, Lord. Like, hey, boo. I'm smiling. I'm excited because I got another day to be able to, you know, my whole testimony is wrap it up. Well, I was a broken woman that got a second chance to make the first decision. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
I broke myself. I was a broken woman who got a second chance to make the first decision. And now that I'm healthy in my spirit and in my heart, everything else works out. So my palate and everything that I got going on, I try to do it for the glory of God. I'm not perfect. I don't do it right every time, you guys. And that's what we need to put out there, too, because that's when our self-esteem try to kick in. Because when we do something, when we fall short, and Mike mentioned I need to get the scripture, too. It talks about shortcomings. When we fall short, you know, we come so down on ourselves so hard. Oh, I didn't do that right. Oh, I was a minute late. Oh, my hair too short. Oh, I ain't muscular like old boy. Oh, man, I ain't got rims on my car. Oh, man, I didn't get that promotion this year. Or, man, I didn't pass my test, and I'm going to, you know, have to pay for another semester of school. We come down on ourselves so hard. We have a pity party. Y'all know we call up our friends and our mamas and everybody else. We call up everybody. We have a pity party for ourselves, and they turn around and they have a talk about tea party about us. And y'all know what we do? We get angry and bitter because you, instead of you saying, you know what, I'm still powerless. That's all right. I'm speaking provision in my life. I know he got me. It doesn't matter that I fell short here, but I'm still here and I'm still further than what I was last year.
Right.
We got to start thinking about this thing. And when those emotions rise, because they start in the pit of our stomach, and it's like a knot, it goes through our heart. Our heart get all weak, and then the knot get to our throat, and that's when the tears start coming down and flushing out and carrying on. And sometimes we just hold it in until we explode on the ones who love us the most. But, you know, don't come down on yourself so hard because you feel like that you should be somewhere further than what you are right now. Don't you know that you are right where you need to be? And it's not a series of your own choices. I'm going to pass the peas, Mike Mitch. Let me pass it over there. You want some macaroni? And this time I did a meatloaf tonight. I did a meatloaf.
You know, I just now started liking meatloaf, so it's all good.
It's all good. Oh, this is turkey loaf, though. This is turkey
loaf. Oh, okay,
loaf.
Cool. That's cool. That's cool. Even better because I love turkey.
Okay.
Nah, man, but, man, just to touch on what you were saying, man, we got to, you know, actually, man, we should take what's the word, man, I guess embrace our shortcomings, you know what I'm saying? Because when God delivers us from our shortcomings, you know, then we can be like, okay, I got a testimony, you know, this is what I've been dealing with. This is what the Lord has brought me from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now to a place where I can help somebody else. You know, like you said, man, it's not for us. This salvation is for us, but it's not only for us. You know, he gave it to us so that we can be able to reach out and teach somebody else about Jesus Christ. You know, for people like to think, you know, man, I ain't ready to live my life for Christ yet, man. I'm still doing my thing. Man, show up. Today just might be your day. You know, all you got to do is show up. I'll do the rest. You know what I'm saying? I'm a place that is going to be a right now word that's going to touch your heart. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make you want to just give it up right then. You know, I've been there, and, man, when I thought, I would come from straight from the club in the same outfit straight to church early morning. You know what I'm saying? Sit there and purposely go sit in the back and go to sleep until one day. You know what I'm saying? The word was just so potent and was so strong. Man, I had to break down. I started crying. I came to the altar and I said, you know, this is it. You know, what must I do to be saved? You know what I mean? A lot of times we go to church, but never do we say, you know, Lord, I believe you are the Son of God. I want you to come to my life. Lord, save me. You know, we just go.
Right.
We just go. You know, and never.
For a while, that's what it needs, man.
Say that again?
God's like, go ahead and just come. Okay,
right.
Somebody got you to come here, I'm going to do me.
Right.
You know, Lord's like, I'm going to do my thing and make sure that you understand if you just keep coming. So that's kind of what happened with your situation. That's all right.
Yeah, and the Bible say when it said one plants the seed, the other one watereth, but God will give the increase.
Yeah, definitely, man.
You know, Bible tells us we can't change the heart of man, but we can plant seeds. You know, somebody else gonna come and confirm that word, and then once confirming that word, God gonna do the rest.
God will
do the rest. Yeah, it's awesome. That is awesome.
When you said that, I just Exodus. Am I saying this right?
Exodus?
Yeah, Exodus 15:26. It says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do this with the right, and will do this with is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I like this scripture. I like this scripture. Guys, get your place. Everybody in the chat room, get your places. Exodus chapter 15:26, and I'm going to say that again. Thank you, Lord. I hear you. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and with do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Healeth thee. Healing me. Because I'm listening, I'm seeking his word, and I'm keeping all of his statutes. He's not asking me for no money. He's not asking me to take my clothes off. He ain't asking me to do nothing that's going to disrespect me. Asking me to shoot down and go kill these people and go take this block over. He's not asking me to do nothing but get this knowledge in me and sit still. Sit still.
Wow.
A lot of us sit still.
Wow.
When all the madness is going on, sit still. Who said that you got to do anything? It is not your battle to fight, because you so worried about everything that's going on with everybody that you can't even get yourself together. Oh, what is it? Oh, man, I just felt like somebody just threw something through me. codependency behavior. Yeah. And if you don't know what codependency behavior is, get searching. But I'm going to give you all a couple of things, because Diva Mary Kay had codependency behavior. And this is one of my codependency behavior. I have to check myself. I want to help everybody else, trying to be Jesus Jr. We not Jesus Jr. I was trying to help everybody else, spreading, you know, be the counselor for relationships and be the resource for financials and stuff like that. And the only reason why I was really doing it, the motive behind it, so I wouldn't have to deal with my own mess at that time.
Wow.
So I wouldn't have to deal with me feeling having low self-esteem because I had daddy issues, because my father wasn't there, but I was continually having a boyfriend breaking up. And that's not add on to the fact that I was smoking 30s of weed every other day, neglecting my family, neglecting my son, not dealing with the fact that I lost my job because I was late for the bus because I wanted to smoke a blunt before I went to work. Codependency behavior. So if you want to give some advice to somebody, or if you want to help somebody out, make sure that your stuff is took care of in your house first.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Rockablock is in the building with us. Rockablock, we're going to bring Rockablock in. The Holy Lines is lighting up. Rockablock, we hear you. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Mike mentioned, Diva Mary Kay. We got our special guest, Bobby B, here with us, and we're talking about power living through self-esteem. Rockablock, can you hear us?
Rockablock. Yeah. I can hear you. What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
What's good, fam?
What's up, man?
Hey, if y'all ain't no Giants fan, I don't want to talk none of this. I'm only kidding, man. Go Giants. But, hey, listen, I mean, that's deep what y'all talking about and everything. And I feel like this, Diva Mary Kay, when it comes to deliverance from what you've been through, God is all about that, deliverance. You know, and it's like it's another level of deliverance that God offers for us. Deliverance, God is when God brings you out of something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the other level that I'm talking about, there's a name for it, but I forget. The another level that of deliverance that God brings forth for us is when it happens to the three Hebrew boys. He brought them out, and they didn't even smell like smoke. You know what I'm saying? So he brings you out.
Right.
Not only that, but it's a higher level. He brings you out, and nobody even knows that you was even in there like that. You know what I mean?
He
so they can't look at you and tell. You know what I'm saying? So God is definitely in the deliverance. So, like, you could remember your past, whatever, all you want, but, you know, once you get delivered the way God wants to deliver you, you'll be singing a new song, you know. It'll be a whole different story to tell, you know.
Yeah.
And then you talk about the future. You talk about what's present. You forget about what happened in the past because God is in the deliverance business.
Hmm.
Definitely.
I like that.
You go through them like you've been through nothing. That's why people are like, what you been through? You ain't been through nothing. Like, man, you just don't know. I just came out the fire.
Yeah, I'm not going to let it be seen, but I'll go ahead and tell you so that way you'll be understanding what happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
He said, man, you go through the fire, you come through as pure gold.
Yeah. Smelling like
you
know? In there.
Right.
And all
no
the guidelines is popping. And all the guidelines that's popping right now, everybody that's tuning in live, that's calling in, you can press the one button to get your mic open to be heard. And so you can chime in on this power living through self-esteem. And I'm a pass the peas again.
Hey, you know what, Bobby B, this is Mary Kay.
Yeah.
You know, I think the first step to power living, I'm going to give you two steps. The first step would be to first deny yourself.
Right.
You have to die to yourself in order to, you know, change your way of thinking. You know, before it was just me. Now it's just, you know, hey, God, what do you want me to do? You know,
amen.
I'm here, I'm open, I'm ready. And then once you say, God, what you want me to do, you can't just ask that and not do nothing. This step man is obedience. You know, you got to be able to obey, you know, and take heed to what he's trying to get us to. He's going to get us to a destination. It's like a GPS. You put your little destination in, you know, I want to get here. It's going to tell you just exactly how to get here. It may be more turns than you expected. It may be a U-turn. It may be, you know what I'm saying? But he's going to get you where you need to be to your destination. All you got to do is follow them steps. When you seem like you're going the wrong way, don't just stop. Don't turn around and go back to where you came from. You just keep going because he's going to get you through. So you guys got to be obedient and understand, you know, trust God. You know, he wants you to trust him. So, these, you know, power living, you know, I think it has to start with those two concepts, man. We have to be first, you know, get out of ourselves, get away from our own way of thinking, and then, you know, jump into obedience. We got to be able to obey God.
Yeah.
I like that. And we had the first show we did was Welcome to My Funeral. You know,
right.
A lot of people was like, what is Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch talking about? Welcome to their funeral. Yeah, welcome to my funeral because, you know, I've gave my life back to Christ and I'm renewed. You know, I'm a new creature now. So the old me has died. You know, we having a party because the old me has died. And a lot of, you know, the people in our past is happy that the old us died. But, you know, just like you can kill a weed, it'll always try to grow back. It'll always try to grow back. And, you know, a lot of adults that grew up without parents in the home or without mothers or fathers, we have some self-esteem issues that we need to attack daily. It's like that unwanted, it's like a tenant. You know, you have a house, you just can't kick your tenant out. You got to go through some steps. You got to go through some process. You got to have a reason to kick them out. You got to file the proper paperwork to kick them out. And then you got to go through the whole removal process. So that's the same with us. With us, it's called our flesh woman and our flesh man. But it's us. We are battling ourselves every day. This is an unwanted roommate or a person that's in our home, in our residence. This is ours. Your body, your spirit, your soul, it's yours. So you need to be able to say, you know what? I control what goes on in here. I'm the head honcho in here. So this is what you want to do. You got to look at yourself in the mirror sometime and say, look, I don't need to be having this behavior. I don't need to be blacking out on my kids, my coworkers, my husband, my man. I don't need to be walking around here. One minute I'm happy, then the next minute I'm flipping. You know, I don't need to be holding stuff in that's bothering me, that's outside of this home and bringing it in the house where I can't pull you closer, hug you and tell you I love you and I care for you and that I appreciate you. And you got to understand that you got to say this to yourself. When you brushing your teeth, you got to start, it's like boot camp. Look here. You got to start talking to yourself. It's going to feel funny in the beginning. You're going to think you crazy. But to be quite honestly, if you're doing all that, you're already crazy. I just thought about that. If you're going through all this, you're already going through some craziness. But, you know, you got to know where to go for your help. You got to know your creator got you speaking this into your life already, not saying, oh, I can't do this. And because of my ex, I got trust issues and I got self-esteem issues and my mama never loved me and my cat and my dog died. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, you we got to believe in ourselves more. I understand what you're saying. Believe, you know, we got to believe in ourselves more and be more positive about what we go through and what we think about and how and go about doing it. And that just goes with natural living, you know what I mean, let alone power living. And Christ, you know what I mean, as a Christian, but positive living and being self-motivated and just strong and just upbeat about everything you do, you know what I'm saying, going hard in the paint is, you know, how we say it around here. But and it's just, you know, it's natural to do that. It's supposed to be natural, you know. But with everybody around you, you know, looking for people to say, yeah, you can do that, yeah, without, you know, we shouldn't have to look or pats on our backs when we do something. You know what I mean? We should already know that what we're doing is already a goal. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, that's outside of Christian living. Like, power living is a different story because we take what we do to another level. People don't understand. People won't understand what we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing. And, because it's like we look at it. Some people now look at it as extraordinary because we're Christians, but it's not.
Right.
It's normal to us because we know what we're doing and who we're doing it for.
Right.
So, and no matter what it is, it don't matter what it is.
Right.
It could be anything.
Well,
you know, you having know, an old lady across the street.
Right. So, right. Mm-hmm.
That's just natural. You know what I mean? Some people who think like that, you know. The only thing you can tell them is, listen, when are you going to change? If they can't answer that, then they don't know better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's simple. It's not as hard as most people would make it.
Exactly. So we're peculiar people, man. We're supposed to look funny to people. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to look strange. You know what I mean? If you think I look different, you know, or ask what kind of manner a man is that, or, you know, what makes him think that he can just, you know, that's good. You're supposed to think of me as strange. Like, you weird. Thank you. My father says
thank
I'm the same. You.
You
know, because if I wasn't weird, that means I'm blending in. That means I'm not standing out. That means I'm of the world now, not of him. You know, so if you think, you know, I'm weird, then I must be doing something good.
Yeah, man.
you know, especially if I'm being obedient to my God.
And that's one thing that I want to say is, you know, we are, people look at us as strange and they call us Christian freaks and Jesus freaks or whatever the case may be, and you know, you get some backlash from it, but that's okay. You know, you gotta, if you get hated on for the worldly things, you best know you're gonna get hated on for the spiritual
right.
things. But you know, standing firm, you know, on your decision, this is your journey. I want to be the best me I can be, so I can be the best me for you as well, so you can reap the benefits. I'm not just saying that, you know, I decided to do this out of nowhere. I know that I gotta get me right in order for us to be able to have anything, you know, a partnership, a
right.
relationship, even down to being a parent. You know, I have to get me right. And then once I get me right, I can be able to pray for you and love you in a way. Love means promise, y'all. God said it. When he said he love us, that means I promise. I promise to always love you, rather than the good and the bad. That's not something that you're going to get in this worldly world. People are just going to jump on the bandwagon for a minute until they get tired, and then they out.
Right.
Believe that.
Right.
Believe, so, you know, and even with power living, when Rocker Block was saying, you know, and when you were saying that we look strange to the world, you want to know why? Because we are chosen people. Going back to going far. You are a chosen people. we got the pass, y'all. Like, we got the hookup. All the other ones were just washed away. Like, there was nobody left to for the other generation, the generation to carry on.
Right.
You know, we are chosen people, so the world is going to hate us because we're not of the world.
I think what made us different was when we said, yes, Jesus did die for me on the cross.
Right.
He did live a life without sin. This, when we believe that, that's when people start looking at us different. Like, what are you talking about? You never even seen this man a day in your life. You know what
right.
I mean? Just put two and two together and start judging automatically.
Right.
And that's what made us different. And I'm, you know, my decision to believe and my decision to follow Christ is the best thing I ever did. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people can say, listen, you a Christian, but why are you doing this? And why are you doing that? And I know I fall short some of the time. And but I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I'm going to simply say this. I'm going to simply
hold on, Rocker Block, you breaking up. We're going to come back to you. Rocker Block caused this drop. But we got Rodney. We got Rodney live in the building. Rodney, you now live.
We're
competing with Deep Hay, with Deep and Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. We got our special guest, Bobby B, live in the building. Show him some love.
Hey. Bobby B, Mike Mitch, Diva in the spot. How y'all doing? What's good, man? You know, like it always is on Sunday evening, man. It's a blessing, man, just to hear Iron Sharpen Iron, man. You know, we all been through some things and have a testimony, and that's what's important, man. When we get saved and we believe in something greater than us, which we call God and Jesus Christ, man, that's the thing that allowed us to move to the next step in the next day in our life, man, because we know we have something strengthening us. And I've been hearing, and you know, the unique thing about this salvation and this new life that God has given us, it ain't even about us no more, man. That's the beauty of this piece, man, because we share our life to people that we don't even know. And
right.
we tell them about the goodness of God that's in us,
right.
man. You know, because we've all been through some things, man, that we could put our head down and say, I'm ashamed. But listen, by the grace of God and his unique love.
And you know what? I do agree with you on that, but you know, and just hold that for one second for me, Rodney, because I want to get to Bobby B, because I know he got a couple of things that he got to do before he get out of here, and
right,
I definitely want to get some last words from you.
Hey, yeah, I think I pretty much tied it up pretty well, because you guys got some awesome points, and I didn't want to be taking the floor so hard, I guess. But, I wanted to give that back to y'all. I really appreciate you giving that to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think I tied it up. Steve Mary
Kay. Right. Well, cool, Bobby B. You're welcome to come back and share with your feelings anytime that you have the time. Follow me on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, I'll make sure I get your information from Mike Mint so we can network in the future. Now that we just sit down and broke bread, we family now.
Yeah, already. That's all right.
That's right.
Word. Appreciate it. Love y'all. Mike Mitch, be good. Rod, have a good one.
But
you okay. See y'all later.
Thank you. We got Rocker Block back in here too. And Rodney, you can go ahead and continue. Thank you for being patient.
Hey, what's going on? You know, I'm on the road right now, so I kind of lost signal on my way through on the turnpike. But what I was saying was, what makes me different is I tithe. Thank you, baby. I appreciate it. Have a good night. And you know, I tithe. That's what makes me different. Well, baby, why y'all laughing at me?
You're like, thank you, baby. Jesus,
I was at the toll. You know, the toll went up, man.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
But anyway, you know, that's what makes me different from others, man. You know, from we stand out. We got to stand out, and we got to really expose ourselves, you know what I'm saying, as Christians, because it makes a difference in other people's lives, you know what I mean, especially those who are broken, you know what I mean, because they see life and what we do. And they try to cling on to it because that's what they want. You know what I mean? As with their broken spirit, all they need is life. All they need is hope, joy, peace. You know what I'm saying? What they can see, what Christ gives us, and as we, you know, portray that, as we relay that to others. You know what I mean? They don't have it. Don't have to be to that person that's broken, but they see it and they be like, oh, okay, I see what's going on. I want that. You know what I mean? And that's when the spirit comes in and takes over.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about.
I do agree with you on that. And you guys are tuned in live. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. You're now live on Spiritual Feedings with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. We talking about that power living through self-esteem, you guys. Self-esteem. And we are encouraging each other on tonight. We're going to do this each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Y'all know how we get down. That self-esteem is so important. And that's one thing that I get from Mike Mitch a lot of times. He'll hit me up. Diva, how you doing today? Or he send me a text, and we let each other know that we appreciate each other.
Right.
Even when, you know, even when wifey, you know, went to the hospital, you know, it was a false alarm for the baby, but I genuinely cared about if the baby was here or not, or if she was all right, if everybody was all right, because we have a connection because we family, and I know that. He knows when I'm going through something. It's weird to me. It's weird because he'd be like, Diva, you all right? Is everything cool? You know, and he gives me the opportunity to express myself if I need to. But if I don't want to, he's okay with that too. He'll go tripping.
Right.
He got a pregnant wife at home. Like, they deal with all those artists. I mean, I'm pretty sure. But it's really nice to know that somebody really believes in you and what you're doing. So you got to watch those people, places, and things when we're talking about this power living through self-esteem. And the only opinion that you really should care about is the man who created you.
Right. What he say about you.
And what he say about you.
Right.
I am a believer. I'm a hearer of God's words on purpose. I can do what the word of God says that I can do. I can be what the word of God says that I can be. Speak this into your life.
Right.
If you can walk around here, you know, talking about I'm a bad bee. That's so basic. Repeating such verbatim will have you believe in it. So why not you walk around and say, I'm a blessed woman.
Right. Amen.
Well, I'm a blessed man. Go ahead, Mike Mitch. I'm sorry.
Nah, definitely. I definitely agree, man. The more we, he says, as so remember, say out of his mouth, he believe in his heart, man, or believe in his heart. So he is, you know, if I believe I'm a king's kid, you know, with all my heart, then I'm that, you know, that's what God said I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. You know, I'm the apple of his, I'm the apple of his eye. I'm the salt in this earth. You know, all these different things then that God says I am. He didn't make no mistake when he made me. You know, he doesn't make mistakes, man. Every being on this earth is here for a purpose. You know, the birds have purpose. Alligators have purpose. Everything out here has, everything that has life has a purpose, man. And once we realize, you know, especially for us, man, we have to realize what our purpose is and what's the best way for us operating in it. You know, we have to create a relationship with God, man. It's not going to come by us just going through life just, you know, wandering. And just going aimlessly. You know what I mean? We got to have some kind of destination, man. We got to have an appointment, man. It's like going to work. You know, we have to, we know every day we got, when we go to work, we have this job to do. You know what I mean? Right. Something might come up, you know, where you got to meet a deadline or this, that, and the other. But for the most part, man, we know we come to work, it's just pretty much the same thing. We got to, you know, clock in. We got to, you know, check emails. We got to do this, that, and the other. Same thing with God. Every day I wake up, man, I purposely want to consider God, you know, with my prayer. I want to, you know, consider him, hey, Lord, you know, use me as a tool to minister to somebody else. Let my testimony be, you know, someone's breaking point, you know what I mean? So when things come to you, you know, let me, you know, let my life just by my smile, by my hello, by my handshake, you know what I'm saying? Let them see you in everything that I do. He said, if I be lifted up, he said, if I be lifted up, man, I'll draw all men unto myself. He said, don't lift you up. Don't lift, because they're going to run away. You just need to lift me up, because they're going to run to me. You know what I mean? They're like, well, oh, my God.
Well, let's go to the guidelines and get some more love. I definitely appreciate that. We got a new call alive in the building with us. 562-618, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, name is Jermaine Jerry.
Hey,
dope. I'm just listening,
welcome.
You know what I mean?
Jerk, what up?
What it do?
You a jerk, I know. You a jerk, I know.
How
you just played this song. We doing good, Jerk. We just played this song earlier on the show. Someday new.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah, someday.
Praise God, man. I'm excited.
Jerk, touch on this topic that we got going on, power living through self-esteem. What you want to lay on us today?
Man, power living through self-esteem, I think what that means to me is, first of all, is myself, I'm nothing. So, I mean, it's like an oxymoron. If you understand that you're nothing in God's eyes, that he can use nothing and then take it and make it something. So, it's from the power source, which is God. As long as I keep him as my focus, it doesn't matter what happens. The world around you can fall apart. You can, things can crumble. But then at the same time, you know that you're going to be all right because you're looking at the source, not nothing around. It's almost like an out-of-the-boat experience. Kind of like when Peter's out of the boat. Sometimes you got to risk everything. You step out of the boat, step out of yourself. Because people don't think you're stupid when you start standing up for God. They don't say the things that you're doing is crazy. They take the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. You know what I'm saying? So it might be wise to do certain things, but God says, if you do it my way, it's more of that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Definitely dig that. Very, very well put.
Very well put.
So they definitely gonna talk about you. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you stand up for righteous living. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. They talk about me if I was standing up for Jesus. If I was smoking crack. If I was doing anything, they gonna talk about you regardless. So you might as well let them talk about you while you're doing something great.
Mm-hmm. I have come to adapt this theory. I don't let my haters see what I'm doing. I let them watch it. Watch what
That's
I'm
it.
Doing. You ain't gotta see what I'm doing. I'm watching, you know, when things happen to me and one of my cousins, you know, and I've been reaching out to a lot of my Brenton family and stuff like that. One of my cousins just got into a really, really bad accident yesterday, and it was his sister's birthday, and he was driving and slipped on some ice and wrapped his car around a tree. It crushed everything in his body, and he's in critical condition right now. But I'm already talked to God, and I prayed to God, and I'm going to pray tonight. Me and my sister got together, and we start praying with one another.
We said we're going to pray intercessory prayer for him because we know God going to take care of him. Whatever God's decision is, we're going to respect it. But we love our cousin, and we just got back in contact with him. But, you know, we love our cousin, and we want what's best for him. You know, we want him to have a speedy recovery, but it's going to take some time. And sometimes, you know, things happen, and a lot of times people think, oh, you know, because you was doing this and because you was doing that, what you put out to the atmosphere, it came back. But just pray, always pray over your family. Pray over each other when you go out of the door. Pray over yourself when you go out of the door. And always pray for somebody, no matter how bad they doing or what they doing, because it's going to be our prayers in the midst of all their destruction is what's going to save them. You need somebody praying for you. You do. You need somebody praying for you, so you should be praying for somebody else. And that, sometimes you got to pick yourself up, slap yourself in the face a few times and say, stop all that whining and crying. Pray.
What?
Your life got cut off? Cool. Pray. Your baby mama left you, your baby father left you? Cool. Pray. Your kids getting on your nerves, you want to slap them down? Pray. Just pray. And I'll guarantee you, after you finish praying, you're going to be all right. Because you took the focus up on the dumbness, and you put it on where it needed to be.
Beat him and then pray. Said about that. What you say, Jack?
I said beat him, then pray.
Beat him and then
right.
pray. Lord, forgive me for beating the heck out of those kids like that. Let's go to the guidelines and get some more love. Jerk, stay with us, man.
Sure.
Let's open it up. 310-254, you're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay and Mike Mitch. Welcome. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, Diva. My name is Mac Drama. I'm calling from Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hey, Mac Drama, welcome to the show.
Yeah, what's going on?
Thank you. What's the subject?
The topic is power living through self-esteem.
Power living through self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about power living all month and power living, but now we're talking about that self-esteem. You know how important it is, and it's all God first, family second, career third. That's just how we get down over here. And that power living, like overcoming the worldly things, the small things in life that can just pull you down really fast and throw you off focus and throw you off course for your purpose. So now we're talking about self-esteem and how big of a place that it plays in our power living for us to be successful. So you can go ahead and chime in on that, Mac Drama.
Well, it's funny. My self-esteem, first, it comes from within. You got to be confident with yourself and assured of who you are. I walk around, I wear a turban, and people say, why I wear that? And I said, because I'm a black man, I'm a king. I can't wear a heavy crown because it's too heavy. So a turban is the next royal garment that I can wear. And I walk around, and walking around with that, it just gives me that I command the world and all that I survey. So I'm, you know, self-esteem, but it all comes from within, but you got to put it into action. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
you think it, believe it, and you live it. So that's how it is for me.
I like that, what you're saying. You think it, you believe it, and you live it. And, you know, with you being a king, you know, you came from royalty. And, you know, you made a statement saying, I ruled the world. Break that down a little bit more for us so we can understand exactly what you meant by that.
Well, when I say I rule the world, in the music business, I put people on notice. I'm trying to rise up in the ranks. And I put targets, you know, I set goals for myself, like, my barometer that I go by is P. Diddy, Birdman, Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, people who have accomplished a lot in the industry. So I'm trying to be like them to go even further. So when I say rule the world, I have to just take command. Whatever I touch, I got to make it be something successful, something that I can benefit from, not just for me, but for those who are involved with me also. I have a
and what if you're
I
not successful
me.
At that? What if you fail? What if you don't accomplish the goal that you came for, like everything that you touch? What if it does not become successful the way that you were looking for it to be? What does that do for your self-esteem then?
Well, I'm going to answer that question with a statement. I say to all my artists, look at the moon and act like you got a bow now and shoot it and aim at it. Don't worry about if you hit it or miss it. Matter of fact, if you miss it, don't worry about it, because if you miss that moon, the arrow's going to land where? Among the stars. So as long as I'm on the right path and I'm hitting in the right directions, whether I get to where I want to go, it doesn't matter, because I'm going to get to where I need to go. So failure's not an option, because failure's not going to work. I believe things work out for the better and for the best. So whatever I'm after, it's gonna come to play. It might even come even something in a manner different than what I expected, but it'll come into play, probably even better. Definitely my experience so far in my life. So.
Well, I can definitely understand that, and I thank you for, you know, clarifying that for us and being able to give us that vision to look at it that way, and that's very encouraging. I think it's very important. Yeah, no problem. I think it's very important for us to continue to encourage each other and also know who we are and who we belong to, you know, knowing who our creator is, because, you know, a lot of times we get caught up, and Rodney, your mic is open as well, but a lot of times we get caught up on these images that we see on TV, that we hear on our radio, our iPad, that, you know, the people around us, is everybody trying to be somebody, but nobody is trying to be theirself. Everybody is trying to be somebody, but nobody is trying to be theirself, and that's because they're not taking the time out to get the knowledge, to get the understanding, to get the blessing, to know who you are, who you belong to, what
know yourself
your talent. Yeah, you know, you may not be a model. You may be a great spoken word, or you may be a great speaker, or you may be one that will be able to encourage a mass of a kids to not drop out of high school. Stop looking at, you know, everyone else and focus on your talents that you already possess. You ain't got to go out and get nobody else's stuff. Their stuff look good on them anyway. You ain't going to be able to fit it. I don't know why you're trying to use your talent.
Humble yourself under God's mighty hand, and he will exalt you in due season. Man, I look at Jerk, man. That's my brother, man. I've known him for about 5-6 years, man. And the most humblest guy I know. And, you know, I mess with him a lot because, you know, I think he's a very anointed man of God and, you know, this, that, and the other. But I mess with him just because I can. And I really believe that this is his season, you know, because he stayed humble. And I don't think he ever tried to be like nobody but who God made him to be. And I see him acting that, walking that, or operate in that. And that's why I think this is his season that he's about to step into, all because he humbled himself under God's mighty hand. And I think this is the season that God is going to raise him up to let the world see, you know, what he's been doing, what God's been doing, that is. So I don't never knock with another person how he thinks or, you know, how he goes about his life, man. But I definitely encourage everybody that's trying to aspire to be something to humble yourself in the God's mighty hand so that way he can exalt you in your due season.
Oh, man, hey, the tech is in the mirror, dog.
You say what?
I said the tech is in the mirror, bro. The tech is in the
Hey, Miss Diva, who else is on the line? Who else is on your show with you right now?
I won't write the man that you heard speaking before. That's Mike Mitch. He's my co-host each and every Sunday.
Hello,
on
Mike.
Spiritual Feeding.
What's going
on? Mike Mitch. Yes, and then you got Jerk. He's on the line. He just said the check is in the mail, of course.
Okay, what's up, Jerk?
We got Brother Rodney live in the house with us.
What's up, brother?
And we got people all over the world listening. Shout out to all the people in the chat room, too. We
got what up, chat room?
Yeah, appreciate
it.
It has been such a pleasure to be able to have Spiritual Feeding and have you guys all here. We have come to the end of the show, so I'm going to go ahead and like let Mike Mitch go ahead and close us on now.
Quick man, question, where y'all located at?
We all over.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas, Texas, man.
I'm in Seattle, Washington.
Seattle.
Hey,
that's right.
I'm from Seattle. I'm from the South End.
That's what's up.
I went to Rainier Beach for a minute.
You went to Rainier
Beach? I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah, I got kicked out of school and they sent me to the East Coast. But yeah, that's my home, C-Town. Yeah, my bad. Go ahead, close out.
Man,
bet, man. Like I said before, man, we appreciate y'all for checking out Spiritual Feeding. I'm going to go ahead and close off with a little bit of prayer, man. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, for this medium, for Mr. Bobby B for calling in and sharing with us your word. Continue to bless those that's listening. Pray that every home represented here will be blessed. Continue to take them into this Monday, to this whole week, that everybody have a blessed week. Continue to watch over them, keep a hands of protection over their lives, keep your mighty hands stretched in their situations. Continue to show yourself to be the awesome and sovereign God that you are. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Y'all make sure y'all tune in each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. The Spiritual Feeding at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/spiritualfeed. And also check us out at WordPress at spiritualfeeding.wordpress.com. And you can like and network with us on Facebook at facebook.com/spiritualfeeding. You
we
guys
everywhere.
Keep God first. We everywhere. God first, family second, and career third. We out of here.